much, Mr. Chair. This is the Continental Investment Plan for accelerating rice self-sufficiency in Africa. Like has been said severally since this morning, a number of countries in Africa already have their strategies for achieving self-sufficiency in rice. Now, the strategy has to be put to use, has to be put transformed into action, and this action has to be accompanied with some kind of financing, some kind of investing in the technologies that have already been mentioned by the African Development Bank Director for Agriculture in his presentation. And in your folder, you would see that it is exactly the same kind of technologies that I have mentioned, that we have mentioned in the CIPRESA document. And so, my presentation will have essentially to look at the reasons why we are getting into CIPRESA, the characteristics of this CIPRESA, the priority domains, which includes those areas that have been mentioned by the director from African Development Bank, the requirements that we need to make in investment, I mean the investment requirements that we need to make in 9 countries. We had 10 countries, but we didn't get much of the needed information from the 10th country, which is Ghana. And the gains from the new investments that we need to be making, the gains, that is what kind of dividends that we should be getting when we make XY kind of investment. And then for us to actually have these gains and make it make an impact on development, we need some policy support. And we also have drafted some next steps that we want to take soon after this meeting to follow up with some countries on what we need to do. So why do we have CIPRESA? This is, we said, every country has said we need self-sufficiency in rice production so that we can have our resources channeled to some other aspects, some other domains in development. In November 2016, the chair of the Council of Ministers of Agriculture and the president of African Development Bank met in Abidjan, and they considered the issue of self-sufficiency in rice production in Africa that has been on the table of the various governments over the years. And they said they came up with a conclusion and a recommendation that we must prepare a continental investment for Africa, and we should start with a few countries. In fact, we were to start with about 4 or 5 countries, and we eventually ended up with 10 countries, and we today have data that we need for investment for 9 countries. So this investment plan is expected to empower value chain actors, as been mentioned by the director from African Development Bank. And we need to promote investments in the rice sector. The DG of Africa Rice said this morning that rice should be considered as business. And that's what we were trying to do. It shouldn't just be considered as ordinary kind of farming, but as business that can transform livelihoods. And promoting the deployment of those technologies that have been mentioned, listed by the African Development Bank director. The reasons for CIPRESA include in the promotion of self-sufficiency. We need to promote that, make sure that we achieve it by the target date of 2025, which is a few years from now, meet demand and reduce food insecurity risks in Africa, reducing import bills, and make sure that we include the private sector. We create jobs and create wealth, not just jobs that can pay little, but jobs that can pay really high. And you will see from the presentation that it is not, if the African Development Bank is saying that if nothing is done, we'll be importing about 36 million per year, 36 billion, I mean, worth of food, $36 billion worth of food to Africa. Rice alone, if we don't do anything, by 2025, we'll be importing yearly more than $5 billion worth of rice to Africa. And so, you can see, we don't have pointers here, but I don't know whether this can show on the screen. You can see that there is, if you look at the graph that we have there, you can see the red line and the blue line, and you can see a wide gap between the red line and the blue line. That is the gap that we must close between now and 2025. We must close that gap, and we believe that even 10 countries sitting around this table, represented by people sitting around this table, can produce enough rice to close that gap by 2025, if the investments are made, and if the policy environment is right. So what are the characteristics of this Cipressa that we are talking about? It is, although it is called a continental investment plan, it is country specific. It is specific to Senegal, it is specific to Ghana, it is specific to Cote d'Ivoire, to Nigeria, to Tanzania, Uganda, and all the countries, the 9 countries that are involved. So those are the countries that are involved. Those countries were also chosen based on the criteria from TAT preparations and the TAT documents. The ministers of each of those countries were involved. They specifically appointed focal persons to lead in-country data collection, which we have used in the preparation of this investment plan. And with this, the focal persons collected investment data from country. Each country collected its own data. So the figures and the information we are presenting are just analysis that have come or from the information that we have collected from the various countries. We had from Africa Rice, Africa Development Bank, and some private sector, Grow Africa, for example, we developed a tool to help us collect information from the various countries in the form of a questionnaire. We have that tool still there, which we can use still to go to the other countries to collect more data if the countries request that we come to do it. And if we are enabled to do it, we will be able to do it. Now, credible information was collected, and timelines for self-sufficiency has been determined for the specific countries. We have also determined investment requirements, investment production consumption continuum, benefits cost ratio. We have also determined what are going to be the returns on whatever investments that we make. If we make an investment of $1, how much do we get at the end? Now, we believe, first, I start by that self-sufficiency is possible if our body and our soul are willing to work together. And that is that if we are really, really ready to invest our resources, because it is going to be the resources of the countries invested in those technologies that have been listed by the director of Africa Development Bank. And this presentation is being made to show that there is a link between TAT and Cipressa. Cipressa is going to be promoting whatever we have in TAT, those technologies that we have in TAT. And you can see that from the blue line, I don't know whether you can see it there, we can have our milled rice production increasing over 30 million tons. That mark, if we can make, and the consumption, you can see the consumption line by 2025, if nothing is done, that is where we will be. And if we make the right investments, we should be able to get there. And the second graph, which is figure 3, shows that, in fact, by 2020, a number of countries should be able to get self-sufficiency. A number of countries will be able to get to self-sufficiency. That is, even before the 2025 mark. The priority areas, based on those technologies that have been listed, the tools that we have used, these priority areas were not just made by Africa Rise. They were made, determined by the countries. They chose the areas that they would want their investments to go. All nine countries chose markets and upgrading, machines, equipment, technology transfer, fertilizer, and seeds. One country did not want to invest in irrigation, and that is Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone doesn't need irrigation investments as at now, probably much later. So that is the kind of general, if you put all the countries together and the investments together, that is the kind of the profile, investment profile that we could have. I'm not too sure about this, but the requirements for all countries, all we need to invest by all the countries by 2025 is $2.7 billion new money in rice. $2.7 billion. If we invest $2.7 billion in rice, we will, all the 10 countries, we get, all the 9 countries, I mean, we get to self-sufficiency in rice production, and about 5 of those countries will begin to export rice to their neighboring countries and perhaps outside Africa, towards the northern border of Africa. And that's what we're saying. And that means that the $5 billion that we could have spent importing rice would have been saved, in addition to other benefits that we will get from this kind of investment. And we're saying that for irrigation alone, for those countries, that the 8 countries that want to invest in irrigation, they will only be investing annually about $126 million in new irrigation schemes. And you know, irrigation is something, Aliyu knows it a lot. He's a lot in irrigation. You know, irrigation is something, investment for a long term. You need to maintain it over a very long period. For those 8 countries, they need to invest together annually $126 million. And for technologies, they need to be investing about $240 million annually. And why should they be investing that? What will be their gains, apart from the $5 billion that they will be saving in foreign exchange? In addition to the $5 billion that has not been spent, importing premium rice, as been mentioned by the director from African Development Bank, they will be gaining, in addition, $7 billion. Is that billion? Yes. They will be gaining, in addition, 7 million tons of rice in the market. Just the 9 countries. Additional by 2025. $7 million. And annually, an additional 1 million tons of rice is added to the market. And what will be the foreign exchange savings? We have $2.6 billion saved, and we have $370 million saved annually in foreign exchange. So we believe there is every need, there's a lot of benefit in doing this investment. Reports are available for each of the 9 countries. We are trying to finalize it, to fine-tune it, and we will share with the 9 countries before we go on the roadshow, which I will talk about later on during this presentation. Now, This graph shows self-sufficiency and savings in foreign exchange, and we can see here that as we invest, we get results in, as we invest in the various segments of the value chain, we get results with respect to self-sufficiency. As we invest on that side, the green line, as we invest, total investment, the green line shows us that we are having self-sufficiency also goes along with the investment. If the investments fail, then self-sufficiency cannot be attained. And we can also see that the red line is showing some kind of estimates on foreign exchange savings, which goes together along with the total investment that we make. As we make investments, then we are having savings, foreign exchange savings in foreign exchange. The director from Africa Development Bank talked about the impact of how many households will be reached as a whole with respect to that. But for us specifically, for those that are working in the lowland areas, 651,000 new persons will be reached. See that for each of the countries. Each of the countries, you see that in Sierra Leone, they didn't indicate their need for irrigation. So you have that for a year. This is yearly. The table is showing yearly for each of those for each of the countries. Now, this table shows the trends in total investments, savings, and self-sufficiency, which is similar to what I presented earlier on. As we make investments, self-sufficiency is attained, and so we are calling on the countries to get ready to receive a delegation of Africa Rice and the African Development Bank, and perhaps with in company of other partners, the World Bank or IFAD, to talk with you on the need for investments. The yellow line that is up there going across is the self-sufficiency, and you can see its progression. By 2019, or let's say 2020, you see a number of countries actually getting self-sufficient as investments increase, and then as also the rice production levels and total savings are made. Profitability. Is it profitable to invest in the rice value chain? Yes. For example, Senegal from the analysis that we made, and these analysis are made based on computer models that we have developed at Africa Rice, and the computer model, you know, that we have coupled and bought from UNIDO. And we are saying that in Senegal, for example, if you invest a dollar, you are going to get a return of $2.06. And in Cote d'Ivoire, it is also highly profitable. Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal, and in fact Uganda, are some of the blue oceans that we need to look at when it comes to investors. So we would need to have friendly investment environments to get both local and external investors to come to some of these areas. And for this to happen, we need some policy support to make CPRISA really work. And some of these, this is not exhaustive, but some of the policy issues that we need to face include rice sector financing policy, opportunities for public-private producer partnership, because we just don't talk about public private partnerships, but let's include those producers, not just farmers, but those also are parts of the other parts of the segment, including the processors. They are producers in a sense. And agriculture within a wider development policies has been mentioned by the African Development Bank director. That is inclusiveness in our agriculture and in the financing, not just financing only men, but also the need to finance men and women that are in the process, and the youth also. Infrastructure, which is important. I think the chair, Aliyu, mentioned infrastructure, which is the responsibility of countries. But we know also that sometimes we can get the private sector to finance infrastructures and recover it somehow, like we recover from the toll gates and from the airport that is being constructed in Dakar. Cross-cutting gender laws and policies, issues on land and natural resources issues, if we need massive investment and for foreigners to come to our place to invest, we need to reform our land. We need to reform our land policies and make it a lot more hospitable to people that are coming from outside to invest. Conditions for investor access to land and natural resources, a little bit of a repetition of the other one. Contract farming, support to, for producer organizations, get them properly organized. We have ROPA, we have the Millers Associations, we have the other associations. We need to strengthen them and get them empowered to be able to assess some of the resources that the countries are going to be getting from African Development Bank, the World Bank, and the other development partners that are coming to CIPRESA to help us implement logically this continental investment plan. We need to also look at the diversity of market outlets, market coordination, competition policy, quotas and market preferences, public policies for private standards, and trade policy. These are some of the policy supports that we need to enable CIPRESA to be really effective and get to the complete point of self-sufficiency by 2025. Perspectives. We are going to be finalizing, like I said earlier on, preparing. We have the document, but we're just trying to put a few dots on I's and cross a few T's before sending it to the African Development Bank president that we decide to launch the report and the investment plan. The African Development Bank and Africa Rise will conduct roadshows, which are aimed at enlightening. Like the director said, they are already trying to do something in North Africa. We are going to begin to do a little bit of this enlightenment in countries, starting with three countries, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, and Uganda, giving those days to enlighten them on what to do, how to get about it, how to get to the banks, African Development Bank and the other partners to get loans, similar to what we, not just like what we did at WAP, but this is a little bit one level higher than what we did at WAP, which CORAF was a lot involved in. And so, these are some of the issues that we have. Like I said, we have a complete report. We didn't include it here. We thought we should tell you some of the things that we need, that we have done, and where we're going to. And like the DG of Africa Rise said earlier on, this is business unusual. Thank you very much.